Well, good morning again and Merry Christmas. So it is a rare occasion that we hear of good interruptions. Nobody likes to be interrupted. Last weekend, I was shopping in the square at that store called Enjoy. You know what I'm talking about? All the, like, the crazy quotes and all the things. And there was one of those silly quotes on a coaster, and it said, "Oh, I'm sorry, did the middle of my sentence interrupt the beginning of yours?" That could go on my wall. No one likes interruptions. You know, those simple interruptions even that can be annoying. Our favorite TV show interrupted at the worst time by a commercial. That Pandora station we're listening to interrupted by another ad. Or there's my son's favorite, when he's three pages from the end of a chapter and I tell him it's time to get ready for bed. Interruptions, they disturb our train of thought. They disrupt the flow of the story. We don't like interruptions. And yet I would offer that the Christmas story is one exception. The glory of the angels interrupting a dark sky. Praise-filled songs of the heavenly host interrupting a silent night. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And those words from the angel of the Lord, those words are what make Christmas such a great interruption. Jesus, the Savior, the Christ, the Lord, is born. Question is, what story do those words of the angel interrupt? Well, our passage begins with that story. In those days, when Augustus was Caesar, when Quirinius was governor of Syria, the story those words interrupt is the story of the world. The story that tells us that this is just the way things are. The good news that Jesus is born interrupts that story. The story that says Caesar Augustus, the emperor of Rome, is Lord. Jesus is born interrupts the story that says power looks like a decree that puts people in motion. You see, that was the story of the world. The story that day that Jesus was born. Caesar Augustus sat in power over the Roman Empire, and his word made that world move. His word moved armies, and his word enslaved entire peoples. It was Caesar who told you who you are, and it was Caesar who told you to whom you belong. The story of the world was that Caesar decrees the way things are. He has the final word. Caesar is Lord. But the angel's words interrupt that story and tell a very different story. The angel tells a story that is filled with good news. You see, the good news of Jesus' birth rejects the story that Caesar is Lord, and proclaims what is true, that this little child, born in poverty to parents from nowhere special, this little child is the true king. This one born to you is the Savior, the Christ, and the Lord. The good news of great joy that we find in Jesus, this great interruption of Christmas, says it is not Caesar that tells you who you are or to whom you belong. This little child is the one by whom and through whom and for whom all things were made. In him, the fullness of God was pleased to dwell. In Jesus, in this little child, we meet God. And this interruption that the Christmas story offers is good news. And it is not just good news for the shepherds. It is good news for you and for me. We are surrounded by stories and voices that claim to tell us who we are and to whom we belong. They tell us that our value is in what we can do. And then they tell us that we're never enough. They tell us we're worthless when we fail. And then they tell us that we are not worthy to be loved and that we are unwanted. Well, Christmas interrupts those voices, those stories, those lies, and proclaims good news that the God who made us came to us in Jesus. And God did this because he loves us. Jesus interrupted the darkness as the light of the world. Jesus interrupted brokenness with healing as he dwelt among us. He interrupted sin with the cross, and he interrupted the power of death with resurrection. All those voices that claim to speak into our lives and tell us who we are, Jesus interrupts those voices and proclaims the good news of forgiveness of sin and newness of life. You are loved. You are forgiven. You are a new creation. You are a child of God. My prayer for us this morning is that we would allow the interruption of the story of Christmas to disturb those voices in this world that would claim us, and that we would listen to and receive Jesus, our Savior, the Christ, the Lord, who knows us and loves us and claims that we belong to him. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. Amen. Let's pray. Lord God, we do cling to this interruption that claims to tell us who we are. That you came to us out of love, and that you love us so much, you spoke into our darkness through the cross, proclaiming forgiveness of sin. And then into this empty and into the tomb, you spoke life, that this tomb would now be empty, and that we would know that forgiveness of sin and resurrection is our hope and promise. Lord, may we cling to this good news, we pray this day. Amen.